JC1, 260 words per minute, copyright, courtreportinghelp.com. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the case. The testimony has concluded. The exhibits have been made part of the record. The attorneys have each made their closing argument to you. It now becomes my responsibility as the court to give you the rules of law that you will use to reach your decision. At no time during your deliberation should you consider how I feel about the case. If during the trial of the case you have come to the conclusion that I have an opinion in this matter, please disregard that entirely. I am the judge in this case. I have no opinion in this matter in regard to any fact or exhibit in evidence, nor in regard to the truth or honesty of any witness. Those are decisions that you must make. I, as the court, have no wish to interfere in any way with your duty as the sole judges of the facts. Those decisions are yours to make, ladies and gentlemen, and no one else's. It is your duty, and it is your responsibility under your oath as a juror to follow these instructions of the law as I explain them to you. Regardless of your individual opinion as to what the law is or what the law ought to be, it is your duty to follow the law as you are charged by me. Our duties in this courtroom are thus separate. My duty lies in ensuring that the law is followed. Your duty is to make decisions on matters of fact. Now, members of the jury, the people of the state of Arizona have brought an indictment against the accused in this case. He is charged with the crime of trafficking in drugs with intent to self-transport or furnish. If you desire to review the indictment, you will have it with you when you go to the jury room. Now, as to the indictment, the defendant has entered a plea of not guilty. A not guilty plea, ladies and gentlemen, means that every charge entered in the indictment has been denied. That is why you have been called to serve as a jury. The defendant has denied the charges, and the district attorney has the responsibility to prove those charges to you. Just the fact that an indictment has been entered against the defendant cannot be considered as evidence of any kind of his guilt in this case. The indictment is merely the normal method used to bring charges against any defendant. Each and every person who is brought into court is presumed by law to be innocent. The law of our great state presumes the innocence of every person who has been charged with a crime. We call this the presumption of innocence, and in this case, as in every case, this presumption continues until the state has proven to you beyond a reasonable doubt the guilt of the defendant. In essence, the state must prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt each item or allegation in the indictment. If at the end of your deliberations you believe that the district attorney has not proved each and every allegation, then you could not return a verdict of guilty.